Arlo Hark, who is here to talk about a movie, a film called, wait, I got to turn on your mic. There we go. Pastures and Panels. Right?
Yeah.
Good morning, Arlo.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Oh, so pleased to be here back in the studio.
Yeah, man. It's good to see you again. Arlo, you and I go back a few years now because I was a fan of yours when you were just a high school musician here. And I'm going to have you get up a little bit stronger.
Sure,
on the
no
mic
problem.
There.
Yeah.
So tell us about, well, first of all, tell us about yourself, what you're doing these days, and how you have gotten involved with this film.
Yeah, great. Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be
it's
here.
Good to see you.
You know, so my name is Arlo Hark. Like I said, I'm the owner and president of Cannon Valley Grazers. We're a vegetation management company based here in Northfield. I was born and raised here in town, just outside of the Millersburg area, out on County Road 1 on a little farm out that way. My wife Josie and I moved back to town in 2017, and decided we wanted to start raising livestock, and, you know, looked around, you know, well, kind of always had this sort of ecological or, you know, environmental mm-hmm. kind of lens on the work that we do. You know, decided that we wanted to figure out how to have some positive impact on the biodiversity and the soil health and the water quality of our region. Mm-hmm. And, you know, looked around, you know, landed on sheep as being kind of one of the best suited types of livestock for that particular work and the kind of the context that we're in here. Mm-hmm. And looked around and saw, you know, around that time, there's sort of a boom in community solar coming, you know, into southern Minnesota. A lot of, you know, small, you know, 5 to 50 acre projects being put in. And we said, oh my gosh, this is such an incredible opportunity. What if we could figure out how to graze these projects and graze these solar sites to help with vegetation management, to try to increase biodiversity and soil health and all of these other big goals that we had. And so, you know, that's what we do. You know, we've been working at it for about 6-7 years now. Last season, we grazed about 2,000 acres of solar sites in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. This year, we're getting into Illinois, and we got a big project down in Colorado we're doing as well. And so, very excited. We're growing really fast, and there's just an enormous amount of opportunity. So this film, Pastures and Panels, so excited to be featured in that this season. This is produced by the American Solar Grazing Association. Mm-hmm. It's based an organization based out east. And this last summer, they followed along on the daily operations of a handful of solar grazers kind of throughout the entire United States. There's a fella in California, a couple folks in Texas and Pennsylvania, and us here in Minnesota as well. And so we had the opportunity to kind of show the America ASGA folks, you know, how our operation works and functions, talk a little bit about our broader goals, mm-hmm. Increasing ecological biodiversity and ecological function, excuse me. We're excited to be featured in the film, and it's coming here to Northfield this week. Yeah. So we're really excited about that.
And it's part of the Downstream Film Festival, which mm-hmm. is a longstanding festival put on by Clean River Partners.
Yep, that's right.
Where to start? What is the film? I mean, is the film just about you guys or what?
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, this is a kind of a painting, a very broad picture of, you know, the solar grazing industry in the United States today.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You know, how essentially it's showing, a handful of different producers and how the opportunity of solar grazing, sheep grazing on solar sites has impacted their lives and the sheep industry more broadly. And it's, outlining, this pretty phenomenal opportunity that's in front of the, the United States sheep industry, which is that 5 million acres of solar sites are going to be going in nationally in the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And all of that ground is going to need to be managed either with mowers or with herbicide or with sheep. And I think it's kind of like the film really serves as like an introduction to solar grazing. What are some of the best solar grazing in the country doing? Mm-hmm. And, kind of what is the opportunity here and, going into that.
It's such an interesting concept because you don't necessarily think the best way to maintain a solar garden is to have a bunch of sheep go out there and eat the grass.
Right.
But do they not like disturb the panels? I mean, how does it all work?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, there's a lot of conversations going on right now about what the best practices are mm-hmm. in kind of the world of solar grazing. We use a kind of a hybrid approach where we're mowing grazing, and then, you know, trying to reduce the amount of herbicide we use. Sometimes you just have to use a tiny little bit of herbicide to meet these vegetation management goals. So really for us, we're finding that the best, you know, the best way to manage these sites is kind of being able to use every tool available. I'll have a bunch of tools in the tool belt, and sheep are a really, really excellent tool in the tool belt, but that's all they are. You know, they're not like a silver bullet. You know, so, but so for us, we like to bring sheep in to be able to help with dethatching, it's called, in native ecosystems, instead of, you know, these prairie ecosystems that were typically grazing on solar sites in the upper Midwest evolved for, you know, tens of thousands of years with fire, right? They burnt every few years. And that kind of removed this sort of heavy layer of thatch that develops, you know, over years of either mowing or just the grass growing and dying and growing and dying. And so what sheep were able to do is sort of emulate the effect of fire. You're able to bring them in, dethatch the ground, open it up, and kind of allow a clean slate for all of these different kinds of you know, different kinds of species to be essentially given an equal shot at the, you know, kind of the opportunity to grow and thrive. And so that's kind of one of the main reasons that, you know, we really like to see sheep. I mean, another great way is that, you know, really great reason to use sheep is just that, you know, they do a really good job of getting to really hard to reach spots. So on some of these projects, you know, you might have to string trim or like use, you know, smaller mowers to get underneath panels or like into tight areas. Sheep do a really good job of cleaning all of those different spaces up on projects, and
interesting,
you know, are kind of a versatile tool on that front. Or for example, if it's really wet, say you get a big rainy season like we did at the beginning of the year last year, mowers get stuck in muddy ground, right? And so sheep are able to come in and do vegetation management in environments where mowers and mechanical applications sometimes just don't work. So pretty exciting, versatile tool, and that's a little bit about how we use them.
I don't have solar panels, but I'm super interested. I want to get you out to my tower site now.
Let's do it.
I'm super, I don't know if it'll work out for you or not, but I'm very interested in this. The movie, first of all, the Downstream Film Festival in Northfield is when?
I believe it's on Tuesday evening.
Okay, Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Where are
it's
they?
It's at Imminent Brewery.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Perfect.
Yeah, right downtown Northfield here.
So go get a fantastic beer and learn all about Pastures and Panels.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be great. I think there's going to be a bunch of other films that I'm really excited to see.
Oh, sure, of course there are.
But obviously, you know.
You guys are the highlight of the whole thing. Though,
well,
right?
we were excited to be asked to be on a question and answer panel after the film. So if you come to the show, you're able to, you know, check it out, see all the great films, and then we're going to be available to answer some questions about our work and about the kind of the process of making the movie as well.